I'm Maya Lane, and you're listening to Stuart Pink on Phoenix FM.
Yes, indeed it is, and I'm delighted to be joined in the studio on Phoenix FM Drive by the lovely Maya Lane. Hello, Maya.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, very well. Thanks for coming in and joining us with your guitar and everything.
No, thank you for having me.
You've had a hell of a journey in.
Yeah, but...
Where are you about to come from?
From Wimbledon, yeah, so quite
sunny
far.
Wimbledon, that's a long
one. Nice. Long new line, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course, you tried out the new Elizabeth line. How was it?
Very nice and air-conned. Quite nice to be cool today. So, yeah, enjoyed it. Comfortable
right.
journey.
Yeah. Good time of day to go. We go back in rush hour, might be a bit less air-conned.
Let's hope not.
How would you compare it to the district line? I feel like I spent most of the best part of 5 years on the district line.
Quite similar.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Similar vibe, similar look.
Not quite Piccadilly, but not quite DLR.
Yeah.
We pitched it right. Lovely. Thanks for coming in, getting the bus and the train and all sorts. You're going to play a couple of tracks for us. Very excited for that.
Yeah.
The first time I saw you play, you were supporting the lovely Sophie Griffiths,
yes.
who we've had on the station before. She's in the Phoenix FM A-list. And you both blew the roof off the Camden Chapel. Such a great gig.
Thank you. No, that was a really fun one to play. So nice to support Sophie as well.
It's a beautiful little room up there. And it was a real nice vibe. The whole concert, the whole night. It was amazing. So you've got new stuff out to plug as well. Before we get into all that and we get to play a song, how long have you been doing music for? Is this a childhood dream?
Yeah, definitely. So kind of ever since I could talk, I was singing. My mum will say that, you know, until I could sing, I would just cry because I obviously wanted to get some sound out. So singing forever. And then I started playing guitar kind of when I was around 7, so I've been playing for quite a while, and then just I was at a really supportive primary school and secondary school, supportive towards the arts, so I was very lucky that I got to do a lot of school concerts quite early on, and that kind of really helped my love for it grow. And then on outside of school, I started playing festivals and gigs from about the age of 12.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so I would sit there with my laptop and email kind of any promoter, any festival I could, saying, I know I'm only 12, but please let me play. I'll play whatever stage, whatever time. So that's kind of how I started to get into it, and then just been writing and playing ever since.
Oh, amazing. 12-year-old Maya Lane on a festival stage. That must be incredible.
Yeah, very fun.
So can you remember back to the school days? Did you do the whole school play thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
I definitely loved the school play.
Favourite starring role? What did you have?
I have to say, year six was probably, I played Maria in The Sound of Music.
Oh, wow.
And my school decided to do the whole full version, like 2-3 hours long, which was quite a lot for 11-year-olds. But
that's a lot of words, a lot of script, a lot of song.
It was very fun. And that was definitely an exciting moment, getting to sing and play the guitar as well on stage.
Oh, nice.
Singing The Sound of Music songs, which was also my favourite childhood musical.
Oh, so, living the dream.
Exactly.
It makes such a difference when you go to a school that's supportive of talent like that, though, to give you the platform and the stage and the encouragement to do it.
Definitely. And I'm quite dyslexic, so it was really nice to have something outside of the academic work that I could kind of, you know, enjoy and excel at.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't so great at maths or English.
Who needs that at Glastonbury, eh?
Yeah.
Amazing. So there's the music run in the family. Is this like a family talent you've all got? Or is
So my sister plays a bit. She plays the drums and piano. But other than that, no, it's just kind of us. So, yeah, just me, really.
Struck like a lightning bolt.
Yeah, we don't really know where it came from. But
So you're going to play a couple of tracks for us. We'll talk a bit more afterwards, but what are you going to play first?
So first up is my second single that I ever released, which is called Childish Games.
Beautiful.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Many broken pieces in
was incredible. Thank you so much, Mary Elaine. That was gorgeous.
No, thank you so much. Thanks.
Amazing stuff. That was Childish Games. That was your debut release?
My second release, yeah.
The second release. Oh, incredible stuff. Is this it's such a sort of raw emotion to all your songs, the stuff you've released so far. Do you write from personal experiences and stuff you experienced in life?
Yeah, definitely. I tend to write a lot from, most of my songs are kind of from personal experiences, either what I've gone through or what I've witnessed friends or family members gone through. I definitely kind of find songwriting as my form of therapy. Helps, you know, just clear my mind. It comes very naturally, which I'm very grateful for.
Do you find it kind of releases the emotion once you've written the song, or is it then kind of difficult to then?
I think it definitely releases it, which is nice. Takes that weight off your shoulders, yeah. When you kind of get to the end of writing a song that maybe you have a feeling you've been bottling up for a while, it's very, like, relieving and nice.
Yeah. Amazing. I mean, you just, like I said, it's such a there's so much emotion in your songs. It's brilliant. Great stuff. Quite poetic lyrics as well. I think you reference it in your new track. Do you write poetry as well?
So I don't actually write poetry, however I do read a lot of poetry and kind of take a lot of inspiration as well as writing from personal experience, from books, poetry, films, photos and photography. So poems, right. My sister writes a lot of poems, so that was kind of the reference in the song there.
Ah-ha-ha, excellent. Nice. I'll have to give you a copy of my book then, see if you can write a poem, song about her.
Yeah. And
Andy's face says it all down. You won't want to write songs about those ones. But amazing. So when you put a song together, what comes first for you? The guitar, the music, or the words?
It changes every time. I mean, often I will start with a sort of like general theme or maybe a lyric idea, and then I kind of just get my guitar, see if there's any chords that I'm kind of feeling at the moment, whether it's like minor, major, and I sort of mumble and play around and just sing words and hope that something comes out. And that's often how it starts a lot of the time. But yeah, it kind of changes every time.
Whatever works.
Yeah. But mostly start with guitar and melody. And as I'm singing along, maybe an idea will come, or I'll see in my notes on my phone that, I had that line and that actually fits really well here. Kind of see where it takes me.
Do you have like thousands of these notes in your phone as well then with lines?
Thousands and thousands of voice memos, which I always forget to name. So just, I'm scrolling through and I'm like, where was that idea?
Which one was that?
Yeah.
3 days ago? No, 17 days ago. Amazing. I love your music and it's so great. You're going to do another track for us now.
Yeah.
This is your current single. What can you tell us about this song and where it came from?
Yeah, so this song is called When You Need Me, and I originally wrote it about my younger sister and kind of that having that desire to want to protect her and shield her from all the hardships of growing up and the challenges that you face kind of through the teenage years. So that's how this song started and what I kind of initially wrote it about and what it meant to me. But as I've gone along playing it live at festivals and gigs and playing it to other people, it's sort of developed another meaning, which is women supporting women, and in general just everyone supporting each other, being there for each other, being kind, especially in the music industry, because it's quite a harsh place to be.
It can be a rough place, can't it?
Yeah, so just wanting people to know that I'll always be there for them. And yeah, it's really nice to see as well how each person interprets a song in their own way as well. That's one of my favourite things about writing songs. So hearing how my friends take it and what it means to them and everyone else is really nice.
Excellent. Let's see how they take it now. They'll be blown away undoubtedly. So, Mary Elaine, When You Need Me.
Summertime and your hair was always braiding, pine scented poems and forest breezes in our faces. You run through the flowers, lost in the little world, saying nothing scares you, cause you're a supergirl, and I wish you could always stay just alive. Keep you safe from bad things. People who break you down and break your heart, but I know I
sister, please believe me, 'cause life won't always be easy, but I'll be here when you need me. When it doesn't turn out right, and your head is spinning, gets too heavy, and you feel
just incredible. Amazing. Pass the tissues round, will you? Maya
you.
Lane, that was absolutely stunning. When You Need Me. Out everywhere, wherever you get music.
Yeah, everywhere, wherever you listen to music. The music video is also out on YouTube,
yes.
Which is a very special video. So
tell us a bit about the music video, because there's someone very special in it.
Yeah, so I managed to convince my little sister, who When You Need Me is about, to star in the music video. We convinced her to do it, but her condition was as long as her face wasn't showing. So you'll see that her face does that, not actually shown in the video, but I think it almost makes it more special because it kind of ties in with the meaning of the song of, you know, wanting to protect someone,
yeah.
And kind of keep them safe from the outside world. So that was a really special video. It was so nice we filmed it in Richmond Park, which is a big park kind of near me, and we were able to just float around in vintage dresses in the sun all day and film a video, which was my dream.
Looked amazing. Absolutely lovely. So what did your sister make of the song when you played it for the first time?
I think she likes it. Yeah, well, no, she definitely likes it now. The first time she heard it, I can't really remember. I think she was probably like, is this about me? I'm not sure. But then I remember at one point it was one of her favourites. I'm not sure what her list of favourites is as we stand right now, as it stands right now. But I think she likes it, which is nice.
It's such a lovely song. It really is.
Thank you.
Well done. So what's coming next for Maya Lane? You've got more music coming soon?
Yes, music coming very soon. There will be an announcement about my debut EP.
Ooh.
Coming soon. So definitely make sure you're following me on social media. It's all at Maya Lane UK, and all my updates kind of go on Instagram first. But Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, wherever you... social media, I'm on there.
Wherever you hang out, you're
yeah,
there.
Exactly.
Even on TikTok, you're brave.
Yeah.
You're young enough to understand TikTok. Me and Andy, we haven't even tried TikTok yet. But amazing. So Maya Lane UK, wherever they do the social media.
Yes.
And we'll, of course, put all this online again for people to listen to again at phoenixfm.com. You've got gigs coming up as well soon.
Yep, I'm playing the 110 Above Festival on Friday, which I'm very excited about. And at the moment, I haven't announced any more gigs yet. But once again, it will all be on my Instagram and social media once it's announced. But definitely more coming up.
Brilliant. You've put an amazing gig for us here today. I hear you were playing at the bus stop on the way.
Yeah, doing my vocal warm-ups till you get ready.
So if you were near Brentwood Station today, you would have had an impromptu live
gig. Yeah, a little live performance, live preview.
Amazing. Andy Gardner's in the studio with us. Andy Gardner of Under the Radar fame, of course, who presents a fabulous show every Monday. Andy, do you have any more questions for the lovely Maya?
Yeah, I've got two, actually. We was looking through your Instagram today. This question's from my daughter. She's very impressed with your outfits and all your clothes. It's obviously a big thing for you.
Yes.
So where do you shop?
Okay. I love
this
question.
A lot of it looks quite vintage.
Yeah, most of my clothes are vintage. I really love going to Portobello Market.
Mm.
That's like one of my favourite things to go up there on Friday or Saturday. Look through the vintage shops. So I would probably say 80% of my clothes are vintage. But in terms of other kind of like high street shops. I love Free People. That's one of my favourites, and other stories. But yeah, definitely vintage has a special place in my heart. All the clothes that I find in charity shops or vintage shops.
And being a presenter of solely new music, I have to ask you this. Who are you listening to currently?
New artist or
Yeah, obscure as you like.
So in terms of new artist at the moment, I guess she's been releasing for a while, but Lexi Jade, she's great. Whenever someone asks me this, get put on the spot, I forget what I've been listening to. I've recently, they're not a new band, they've been around for ages, but I recently went and saw Haim at the O2, who obviously brought out Taylor Swift, so those two are some of my favourites.
Interesting. Okay, yeah, thanks for coming to see us.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you so much. It's been an absolute honour to see you performing live here, and people, you've got to get to 101 Festival to see May Elaine do this in front of a crowd of people. Good luck. Can't wait to hear the rest of the EP when it comes.
Thank you. Yeah, I can't wait to share it. I'm really excited about that.
Amazing. We'll see you soon. Thank you, May Elaine.
Yeah, thank you so much. See you soon.
Thanks for listening. And if you enjoyed the interview, then please share it. If you didn't enjoy it, then share it anyway. For more guest interviews like this, or to get the next one delivered directly to your device, subscribe to the Now You're Talking podcast. You'll find it wherever you get your podcasts from. And the whole thing has become a huge library featuring well over 150 guest interviews, from music, film, comedy icons to community heroes, local legends, stars of the future, and just about everybody in between. A treasure trove of life's stories from all sorts of incredible people. So for more interviews, podcasts, videos, poems and books, everything I do is available at stuartpink.com.